W2G. W2G.
Hey, that's a lot better. It's in 0GR. Good afternoon, Rusty. Yeah, it sounded like he was in a water barrel there on the telephone.
And it's my setup. I gotta change some of the settings because I got one of those new iPhone watches, and it has the phone capability to it. And for some reason, both my phone itself and the iWatch are connecting to the phone call, and that's what's making it sound bad. So when I'm in the car and with my phone on my hip, I gotta turn off the watch so it doesn't answer. So that's what was happening. You were hearing me through both devices, and that's what made it garbled.
Well, I didn't recognize it because it wasn't whistling like feedback. It sounded like he was in a water barrel or something. And then the deviation was up and down and up and down. So I understand now. But at any rate, I hope you had a good time down there. I was just saying that Bovey Island, the expedition, for the amount of money they spent in that, it was just the worst thing I ever did hear or experience in the last 30 years. And I don't know. I just don't think they were prepared to hack it down there because of the rough conditions, too, were horrible. But then, from what Bill said, they were supposed to have amplifiers and some good antennas, and that. They had none of that. And then the idiots were on CW as well as sideband, but particularly CW. It was just a cat fight. A horrible example of ham radio, put it that way. It's in 0TR.
One of the guys I was talking to down in Florida while I was down there, I didn't get on the radio, but I did have a phone call with one of the guys I know lives down there. And he said they had a lot of equipment that they didn't, but they only brought two radios and two small antennas and one amp to the, that's all they landed. The rest of their equipment was still on the boat. They never brought all of their equipment on. And when they ran out of gas for the generator they had on the island, that's when they were packing up and leaving. And they had, according to what he said from emails back and forth with a couple of people, he said they were down to their last about 4 hours worth of fuel to power everything. So they weren't with the radios, they weren't able to get the rest of the amplifiers and the rest of the antennas on land. It all sat out there on the boat the 6 days they were there.
Talked to them on the boat, oh, I think three times, Rusty, on the way down. Three or four different operators I talked to on Morse code. But once they got down there, it was a mess. I think it's probably a lot the same conditions as that Peter 1 island down there. Like K4SV, Dave. He was down there on that, and they said there was, if I remember rightly, and I may not, there was more men landed on the moon than there was on that island, and so they had to be some tough cookies running them radios as well as good operators.
It is what it is, and there ain't nothing we can do about it. Now, hopefully there'll be another de-expedition that'll be able to put things together and be able to actually land all their equipment and set up for the, because I think they were supposed to be down there, 24 days if everything had worked right or something like that. So, guess what I'm finding? I'm getting sprinkled on. So I'm finding some rain as I come down, getting close to my exit.
Yeah, it said that rain was supposed to start here at 10 o'clock and then go back to cloudy, but it did not, and that's what the forecasters were saying on the morning news here. So I'm not surprised, but I think overnight there'll be, 1 inch or two, but I can hear the weather forecast, and 5 minutes later I forget it usually. But yeah, you're right. It was 22, 24 days, somewhere in that area. But the sad thing is a lot of guys who are dedicated ham radio. radio operators had donated money already to help that out because it was extremely expensive. Number one, I had never went down there on a sailboat, although it had a diesel motor in it, and it was a fast sailboat. And that was my first thing when I heard how they was getting down there, and it's 2,592 miles or something south of South Africa. So you're going to get storms like Antarctica gets, and they did. And it's a life and death situation. I'm not faulting them. It's just one of those things. But something wasn't planned right, or somebody didn't have the right information. But there's a lot of guys ticked off because they give money, and lots of money, to things like that.
From reading somewhere on one of the things that was posted on the website for that, something like $70,000, and they couldn't really, because that's all the money they had, they couldn't afford the larger ship to bring them to the island with all the equipment that had the little helicopter that could help move stuff back and forth. So the sailboat couldn't do any of that stuff, so... We all gripe, but they made an effort, and such as it was, but I guess maybe sometime another group will try to go down there, and maybe we'll get another chance in the next few years. Never can tell. Now that band conditions are getting better, maybe somebody else will plan a trip down there. W2 T-Mobile, go ahead, Tom.
Sir, well, I'll tell you. It'd be half nuts to go on one like that because there is no chance of medical evacuation because there's nowhere to land. And you're taking your life in your own hands when you go down there to a place like that. It's just unbelievable. I talked to a guy in Antarctica, it's been a year or so ago. And I said, I love to watch Life Below Zero. One of those ones, KC something or other, AAA, KC4, AAA, or whatever their calls was down there. There was a lot of Russians. But this guy was English. And I said, I love Life Below Zero. And he says, Tom, he says, you know the difference between where that lady lives up there in Alaska as at Cavite compared to where we're at down here? And I said, well, no, it's cold. He says, yeah, but she has 50 below, and we have 100 below. It's in 0 TR.
Imagine that. I can imagine that. Well, the temperatures, I'm off the interstate. Temperatures dropped to 58 degrees now. I've come out of the little rainstorm. So like I said, hopefully it's not raining at my house when I get there. But I'm easing up the road here, and we'll be up there shortly and see what's going on, be able to pick up stuff. And passing Dorman High School over here on Highway 221, going up towards where I make a turn, go towards the house. And like I said, the clouds are all up there, and I'll just have to see. Like I said, I hope I can get home and get at least 99% of the stuff in the house before it starts coming down again. And then go out and find me very, very late breakfast, late lunch, and early supper, whatever that works out to be.
This is NZTR. I think Bernice is making a chicken casserole from the leftovers from a rotisserie chicken over at... Sam's she bought, yeah, or Costco's, I guess it was, one of the two, yesterday or day before. So that sounds good. Well, it's showing 57 degrees here, and southwest wind up to 7 miles an hour, so not anything really cold, just kind of miserable out there. I didn't realize it was 3 o'clock. I spent a lot of time on the computer upstairs, and I talked to... Wyatt and Jerry and Jimmy on there earlier. And Wyatt was going out to repair an older radio that had a mixture of surface mount devices and, you know, the regular type circuit boards, through hole, I guess they call it. And it didn't sound like any pleasure at all. Well, how's your sis doing? And was the weather nice the whole time you was down there?
We actually had some colder weather. We had some nights where it was down in the 40s. In fact, last night it got down to 51 or 52 last night. It was like that this morning when I got up and got going. And, you know, we had some rain. There were days when we had some heavy rain. We had a chance. She had some doctor's appointments while I got in there. Found out she's got carpal tunnel in her left arm, in her left hand. And they're going to have to do surgery on that and here soon. And that'll be, she'll go see the doc, go back in and get that, see when they're going to schedule that. And they do that all laparoscopically now. They don't make those big decisions, make incisions in their hands like that. So she'll go in and they'll do that in an hour and a half, whatever it takes. She'll be done and they'll send her home. And a couple of other medical issues that she's got. And she's 4 years younger than me. And she just turned 72. And, of course, in April, I'll turn 76. So it's what it is. And she's doing good. Got to see my sister-in-law and her husband down there. We went down, got me down to a place down there where they had a big old seafood place down there. We went, met down there, and they bought my lunch and had a good seafood platter and some real good fried clams on that. And they enjoyed some gator tail. I had it last time I was down here, but it was all right, but it wasn't something I was going to go out of my way to get to. Anyway, W2 T-Mobile.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I tried alligator down here at that, I forget what they call it, the Outback or whatever. Amy had a birthday party for somebody down there one time. They had rattlesnake and alligator and that, but not my cup of tea, although we did have frog legs a few days ago, and they were outstanding. Sucks. Can't even raise your own frog legs over here. I thought about doing that one time, but I just didn't have any land to do it on, build some ponds. It would have been nice. They're kind of pricey, but they're really good. They're not like buying lobster or anything, but I like them. Tastes a lot like chicken, as they say. Well, on the home front, they put another leg brace on me, and I think it's working pretty good. To help my back out some and my foot, because I think I was on that foot because the right one didn't have a brace, so got that under control so far, and supposed to send me a couple more. These are about wore out, but Bernice is doing fine. She still got loss of vision in that eye, and we got to go to the retina specialist tomorrow. But she does have some peripheral vision in it, and it's kind of aggravating her more than anything. But she's doing fine, and she's got a good attitude, and just couldn't ask for anybody. She never gripes, I'll put it that way, Rusty. But other than that, everything's going pretty good up here.
That's good to hear. As I was coming through Columbia area, I was talking to George Bauer, WF2Y on, that's on the sideband net. Found out one of the other guys that lives down in that area, down in Lexington, who checks into that net a lot, is in the hospital and been in and out of the hospital a good bit last month, and he's also going through chemo treatments now. So, and that's John, and that's, you know, it's we're all getting older, unfortunately. And I'm gonna make this my final, because when I get down here to the yard, I gotta jump out and unlock the fence and unlock the gate and see if I can move the gate the fence out of the way so I can get in with the car and then see if I can get unloaded pretty quick and get things going again and get everything set up in the house so I can leave the pup there while I go get some supper. And anyway, Tom, good to talk to you. Say hello to Bernice for me, and we'll catch you later. N0TRW2D.
Okay, Rusty, good to hear you. Well, on the DX side, there hasn't been a lot on, but I've been working some of those W1AW stations for the fun of it. There's a bunch of them. And then, just the regular ones, you know, Russia, Scotland, Slovak Republic, Bosnia, things like that. Nothing exotic. Well, last night I worked North Macedonia and Spain and Kenya. I'd worked him before. He's on there quite regularly, a 5 Zulu, 4 Papa Alpha in Kenya, Africa. And he was real weak on 40 meters and, on 20 meters. And I worked him on 20 CW, so that was good, and he remembered me. And a couple of other ones in the Canaries and Bulgaria, but nothing really out of this world lately. Just a lot of the old timers are on there, and that one guy in Bulgaria was a new one, which you hear them every night just about. Anyways, glad to hear you back. Glad you had a nice time and a safe drive back. Take care and talk to you later. W2T N0TR's clear.